Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I deliver a message which is now known to my partner, but not completely. The message this night, not just for those in the room, for those who would give intent to hear these things, to read these things, are part of a group of those awakening on the planet, giving permission to stretch that bubble of their reality to include that which heretofore has been strange, illogical, and not something that would be part of their reality. And this, dear human being, is what is earmarking you as different from the others, that you would go beyond your fear and push that which you consider to be real into a place that is not familiar to you. A place where you have to ask the questions, what now? Where am I going? What can I expect? And you will not receive the three-dimensional responses that you're used to. And we know that. Oh, dear ones, there is so much help for you. If we could give you the principles that we have given before of how these things work, you are not alone in these things. When you decide to do anything that is sacred and what you would call spiritual or what you would call work on yourself, there is an attribute which we have channeled about in this very area. You actually broadcast an energy of intent to the cellular portions of your body which are divine. And a signal is sent to them that activates an energy that you don't even know you have. But oh, if you believe you've got God inside, then you have to understand there is something in there that will respond to your intent to meet God. To meet God in a way that keeps you alive and well and peaceful on the earth. Free of disease. One who will have the energy you deserve for the age that you are. And it is absolute. This energy is going to be delivered to you. And you will see it and you will feel it as you progress through your desire to meet that which is in your cells, which is divine. Difficult to explain to you something so invisible, so magnificent. But even more difficult is it for me to explain those things which you cannot ever see. A system that we have that you know all about when you're not on your side of the veil. It is complex beyond belief, not understandable in three dimensions. And yet we describe it to you yet again today. We really want you to take this in. We teach this today to satisfy some of those of you who wonder, but also to give you information that is an enhancement of the magnificence of the human being. I want to talk about your past lives. I don't want to talk about past lives in a way that you think. I want to talk about all of them. Who do you think you are? What is the history that you think you have? And right away, I will tell you, as complex as this is, you have drawn a box around it, even the metaphysical ones in the room, the esoteric ones, you've drawn a box. And the box is human life, how many times you might have been here, who you might have been, how you contributed to the Earth's energy. And if you did that, I would say, how special, how quaint. You have no idea. You have no idea. There is a system. A system that is grander than any system that you can comprehend. You are pieces of God, and God has no age. What you call the God energy, the creator of the universe, is not just the creator of the universe. That God attitude energy is the creator of all things, including those things before the universe. You cannot start with your universe. But let's say we do, just to make it simple. And then let's focus on just your galaxy, just to make it simple. Not including the hundreds of millions of other galaxies. We'll concentrate just on yours. And we'll say that this Earth of yours is a baby. Oh, it's been around as long as your galaxy, made from the same stuff, entangled with the center it is, just like all of the others. The solar systems, the star clusters, all going around at the same speed. Entangled they are. But this quantum entanglement has something else you should know about. That whatever life there would be in the galaxy that is advanced enough to have quantum inventions are all talking to each other. You've given them many names, and you're aware of them. Those from perhaps Orion, those from the Arcturian, perhaps the Pleiadian. And what is their relationship to you? Have we ever discussed it? And you sit back and say, oh, I wish I knew more about them, not understanding for a moment you used to be them. Oh, they're still around. But your soul has moved into the new planet of free choice, Earth. You were seeded by the Pleiadians only 200,000 years ago. You're a baby in the galaxy. You are the newest life form in the galaxy. The newest life form to have that which is implanted in you, which would be knowledge of energy that is high and low and divine and not. Not all life in this galaxy has that seed, dear ones. Some is simply biology. Very carefully, the Creator has put together a scenario of planets that advance one another. And this is the newest at the moment. We have said it three times before. Don't you find it odd that this Earth of yours took so long to develop? You've been here more than 4 billion years, and humanity as you know it, with the seeds that are in place of the Pleiadians, is only 200,000 years old. When you trace back what you think is humanity, you can't go back much more than 10 or 15,000. How many years did the Pleiadians have from the place where they graduated to an advanced state of enlightenment to the place where they seated you? 1 million earth years. And they were the baby at the time. They don't measure it in years, by the way. You can't. For the year only responds to the terminology of you going around your sun one time. The galactic measurement is done in what they call revs, that is to say, revolutions of stars around the center. And since they go all at the same speed, it is a common measurement for every single star and cluster and planet in the universe that is your galaxy. It takes you 240 million years to go around the center. There are civilizations that have actually gone around one rev. And you sit here at 200,000 years. So what I want to tell you, dear ones, if you're going to talk about past lives, you have souls that incarnate wherever the planets need you to do so. And you have been here for at least a rev. On other places, other planets that come and go, looking much like you do now. Is there any proof to these things? Not yet. Not yet. There will come a time, and it's not going to become soon, when there will be an invention on this planet that you will measure civilization from. And everything before that invention will seem like the Dark Ages, and everything after it will be the new planet Earth. The invention that we speak of is that which enables you to create, sustain, and measure a quantum state. And it will begin with those who figure out how to see it. If you can see a quantum state, that is to say, measure it and somehow observe it in 3D, there is going to be revelation. For you will see things that are unseeable to you now, which will lead you then to inventions you cannot conceive of. Let us say Christopher Columbus gets out of his ship and meets you today in the room. And your task is to explain the internet to him. There will be no understanding, no matter how long you sat. Do you understand this? For the consciousness of him, his time, what he believes, and his reality can never mesh with what you know. There'll come a time when you will look at what you know today and consider it in the same way. For you have chosen to pass a barrier. And this barrier is what we always expected when I came in 22 years ago and told you this was it. It is what we saw as the potential. And the potential is being manifest. You may not like what is going on in your country, but you are recalibrating things that you need to recalibrate to move into what we would call the seeds of the future. It'll change everything. Consciousness cannot continue in an enlightened state with greed. There are many things that will recalibrate themselves and what you would expect naturally instead of have to create. There will be a time when politics is not as it is today. That is going to require those who are older now in places of power to be no longer there. And that will happen through an attrition of retirement and death. When the new generation is in place, you will start to see that which is different thinking, systems that no one has ever thought of, ways to create the things today you struggle with. How can you create and fund war and wellness at the same time? And the answer right now is you can't. And this will be a discovery that does not sit well with an old guard, but will with a new one, if you know what I mean. You sit here in front of me with 23 chromosomes. And you think, well, that's just the way it works. Well, it doesn't. For all the others around you have 24 that are not humans. Not only that, two of them have been fused against all common sense of evolution. Counterintuitive to anything you see in nature, you stand there as the only kind of mammal instead of a variety. And you think everything is fine. If there were anyone who would come to your planet and look at the system, they would yell at you and say, "Can't you see you're different? You're not from here." And that's the subject. So you have to start with past lives, and you have to say you have been not only your ancestors on Earth, but all of the others who are your parents and your grandparents planetarily. No matter what you call them, dear ones. Those from Orion, those Arcturians. They're very helpful, aren't they? Because they are grandparents. Some of them seeded the Pleiadians. And then the Pleiadians seeded you. And it was not done in a conquering way. Pure love. Not like your movies show it. Divinely inspired, appropriate, correct. And someday that quantum invention that you're going to have is going to show something. As soon as they take those instruments and point them at a human being, they're going to see a quantum field, and it's going to shock them. To find out that your biology is quantum. And other mammals, it's not. We'll make them wonder what it is about the human being that is special. And then they will have to turn their eyes upon that which is, perhaps, multidimensional and divine. You're born knowing that there is a creator. And you search for the creator from the time you can imagine what's on the other side of your reality. More than 80% of humanity does this, belongs to organizations, worships in their own way. Blessed all. For the search for God in any form is seen as appropriate. But what about the past lives here? And now we get into the system that you are more familiar with, which you call the Akashic. Akashic inheritance is what we want to talk about. You go through a cycle of life. You come and you go, and you come and you go. The old system of coming and going is different than the new one. And that is tough. For some to believe, for they believe the systems are always the same, and they're not. They change with energy. And as you manifest other kinds of energy on the planet, the systems respond. What was the system that the ancients intuitively set up? Now, my partner has taught about that this very day. What is the intuitive system of the first religions on the planet? And the answer is past lives. And it remained that way for a very long time until what you would call modern day. And the modern day systems threw away the potential that you had lived before. And the reason a long time ago was for control. For if you only have one life, you will only have one afterlife. And if you only have one afterlife, you want to behave yourself in the current life so it's the correct one. The idea that you might come around again then takes control out of the hands of those who want you to do certain things now. And that's modern spirituality. Well, there's nothing modern about it, because it is not that which is so. It doesn't matter what the human being believes, honestly. As long as they are aware of the God inside. For many systems serve the human being in worship, even those that don't believe in past lives. For there still is the love of God in every single life that is enhanced through that which is awareness, worship, meditation, energy, all seen by spirit as a touch of you to the family, a step closer to understanding who you are. Any system based in love is a good system. For compassion and love is the core issue. And that's why you have past lives. Every single lifetime that you live is collected and imprinted in two places. One is the crystalline grid of the planet, and the other one is in your Akash. Your Akash is actually in three places. We've told you this before, but the one that is tonight's subject is that in your DNA. It imprints itself so that you can use it later. And that has been the teaching of the day. But let me tell you about the system. The old system has you react to karma. Karma is incomplete energy of an expression in the past. That is to say, you come in incomplete in a way that you have a life lesson to then correct or complete the things that were not complete the time before. And we told you this years ago, that system can be now augmented, and you can throw away any energies of incompletion. For you now may manifest that not only which is your own Akashic remembrance and energy, but that is to come. Let me explain. You come into the planet and there is karma. You know how to remove it. For you now come in with a consciousness that says, I don't need it, and so you remove it. Instead of karma, there has to be something to drive what you do next. And what drives what you do next is that which we would call light, compassion, awareness. And you then control your life and the energies of your life to such an extent that relatives will claim you don't belong to their family. You change who you are. You're in charge of your own boat. You hold the rudder and you steer it where you want. That is today's energy. Let me tell you about tomorrow's energy, and we have mentioned this only one time before. Now we are telling you that not only are you driving your own boat this time around, but you can now give intent for what you wish to do the next time you come while you're here this time. That has been reserved for you after you get to the other side of the veil, which is my side, looking at everything, all potentials, and coming back in. You now do it while you're here. Through your intent to see what must be done, you choose, shall I come back in the same family or not? Which is the next subject. What should I do that I could not do now because of who I am and where I am, and how will I change it? And you give intent. That's new. I would like to tell you something, dear ones. That is master quality. That's what the masters did. And you are doing it. You don't even know it. You're working on your self-worth and you have no idea how far you've come. All right. Let us reveal some things that you have not been told recently about the whole process of past lives. Now we turn the page and we deflect from the subject, but not really. We now wish to reveal to you something that has been asked us many times that we want now to tell you more clearly. Here is the question. Do animals have past lives? Do they reincarnate? Even more than that, what do they reincarnate to? I'll answer it, and many of you won't like it. Here's the answer. First of all, throw away your idea of the linear progression of animal incarnation if you happen to believe that it exists. A mouse does not become a dolphin. A dolphin does not then graduate to becoming human. You may look in a human being's eyes and say, I see dolphin energy in there, and it won't be because they were a dolphin. There's other things. So right away, we're going to shatter the idea that there is a graduation process through animal incarnation. There is no system for animals except one. Do animals incarnate again? Yes. What is the system? And this is the one that is hard to describe, for it is not linear. I will tell you the only animals that incarnate are the ones that are around humans. That's all. Animals in the forest, they don't. In the plains, they don't. In other words, they have to have been influenced by human consciousness, and that enhances them. They have no divinity in them like you do in yours. There is no test of their consciousness like there is yours. They have in their intelligence, as you all know, the concept of unconditional love. And that doesn't belong to you, does it? You have got to work for it. And they are there, therefore, for one purpose, if they're around you. Love. And if that is generated in an animal, it sets up a system. And that system can be then extended over and over and over, for they don't live long enough. There are those in this room who need to hear this. Those who are listening who need to hear this. Hearing, reading, need to hear this. There is a way to extend the love affair of your animal. After it goes and you put the dust in the earth, they want to come back. There is a system. Go look for them, and they'll be there. That's the system. It's beautiful. Don't expect to find the same color, the same breed, even the same kind of animal. But you can look in their eyes, and you will see them, because they hover around you. They're in the places around you. If you go look, you'll find them. And they will continue the love affair, and you'll know it in what they do and their habits, and there'll be no question, it's the same one. Go do it. It's a beautiful system, but it is created for you. The magnificence of the divine inside the human means that whatever it touches changes. You can affect the ones with 24 chromosomes. And the animals respond. Doesn't matter, dear ones, whether it's a mouse or a horse. Even an elephant. Doesn't matter. They come back. If you love them, they come back. Let us end with this. The most complex thing I'm going to give you today. The beauty and complexity of Akashic inheritance takes two paths. Because you are linear thinkers, because you are in three dimensions, you have always allied Akashic inheritance to your chemistry. The man in the chair before you is fourth generation Irish. Goes all the way back to the seed country. And so there is the thought that his Akash, that is where he was in the past life, simply matches that which is his chemistry. And it doesn't. And it doesn't with yours either. Two complete separate paths exist. That is to say, the man before you in the chair, although he is fourth generation Irish and has Irish blood, might as well just have come from India the last time and hate meat and potatoes. And you'll say, wait a minute, how can that work? And that's the point, it does. So it doesn't matter about the lineage of your parents. That is totally chemistry. And the genes that are represented there are a three-dimensional system. You'll have their eye color, some of their attributes, even some of their talents and their looks. But you may not have anything else that has to do with them if your last lifetime was in India. And what if it was? Let's say it was. You're going to come into this planet, born in America, perhaps, let's say, of Irish descent, let's say, just as an example, and you're not going to want to eat meat. And so you will become vegan. And it works for your body. And those around you will wonder, what happened to you? And why would you do this? Now, there is a propensity for everyone to stand on their soapbox, so to speak, and say, this is the way to eat. Look at me. Not understanding that the statement should really be, this is the way I should eat, based upon my Akashic inheritance. And that's as far as you can take it. For all of you have a different inheritance. And when you start combining them, that means that every single chemistry of everyone in the chair wants to eat something different for them. And some will be just fine with everything that's put into your food in America. Because you've been here so long, your body is used to it. It's even handling the preservatives. And others of you will come in and immediately react because you've never experienced it. Now you'd say, wait a minute, that's chemistry. I told you it would be complex. The Akashic inheritance and the chemistry inheritance meld together in a very odd way and create a scenario that is not explainable in linear terms. Now I've just given you something to think about, but it starts to explain perhaps some of the things that don't make sense with you. How you can have certain attributes of your parents and yet others, you have no idea. Well, we know. And a past life reader may help. Now you know. There is complexity. Now, let me stir in the last complexity. And this won't make any sense. You tend to incarnate as family. If that's so, how can you have family that is from different places? Well, now, I didn't really say that you were from different places. What I told you is you incarnate as family. It's not necessarily the family of chemistry. And here's what it means. Right now, in this room, family meets family. Maybe you haven't looked in everybody's eyes here. This is your family. Not your mother and dad. Sister and brother, but you knew that, didn't you? Oh, they're chemistry, and they're allied in a certain way, and you feel the bond. But that's not the spiritual bond. You incarnate as family, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you find each other right away. There is no timing. You made that up. That you all come in together. You don't. But you often find one another. So in closing, I'll say to you this, listener, reader, in this room, you are meeting family in this shift as you come together as one and realize you're allied through the love of God with all things living, including the air and the rocks, including that which you have not yet met, which are your ancestors on other planets who know what you're doing. We stand together in congratulations and tell you that eventually you'll understand the systems. It will be taught in school. Not yet. But that's the way it went on the other planets, and that's the way it will go here. Finally, we say, do not be discouraged, for you are in the infancy of enlightenment. This will not take place in your lifetime, even the youngest ones here. But you are the seeds for it, and you know it's coming, and you will be here when it happens, because you're coming back, all of you. And you're going to want to, all of you. Because when you awaken the next time, and this is a promise, there will be an earth that is couched for your enlightenment, and you will not have difficulty with it. You'll not have to struggle like you did this time and relearn everything like you did this time. You're going to awaken with a concept that God's inside. And that's because you've changed the energy of the planet. And you continue. The crystalline grid resounds with this and will cooperate with this. Gaia awaits what you're going to do next and will then morph to complement the energy that you create. And that, dear human being, is something to celebrate today. Leave here differently. And so it is.